just thankful of God's goodness and all the blessings that we're looking forward to Him doing and the goodness that He's going to do in our lives. And tonight, we're just thankful that we get to worship and praise Him and just give Him our best. So join in and let's just worship God tonight.
Make sure you're praising tonight. We can hear you up here. That would be good.
Excuse me for a minute, but I've got a song to sing. But what the Lord's done for me, it's my take all day, so I better start right now. And it might get loud, might get loud. And it's coming down, down, down. And it might get loud, it might get loud. And it's coming down. Come on.
Hey! graves into gardens. What was once dead lives again. Hallelujah, and we thank you that you've taken our shame away. Lord God, that you have raised us up, that we stand on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ and him alone. We just praise you tonight because you are worthy. Not because of who we are or what we've done, but because of who you are and what you've done. We give you glory, Father. We give you honor. We're not up here putting on a show. We're up here worshiping you. There is none like you. There is none like you. I don't care if I feel something in a song or not. That's not why I worship you, for emotion. I worship you because you're good. And because you're God. And because you love me so much that I can't comprehend why you love me so much, but you do. Lord, thank you that through every mess up, through every time that we're not faithful, through every time that we've done something stupid, you've still loved us. You've never left us. You've never forsaken us. Even the times when we know it's coming and you say, just stand, and we sit, you still love us. You don't go anywhere. You just wait for us to stand back up. Say, okay, I can work now. God, thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the strength that you give us every day. There are so many things, Lord God, that we are to be thankful for and we should be thankful for. The ability to stand on 2 feet. The ability to talk or to hear or to move. The ability to be able to walk into this place and get to worship you. That you drew us to you. That you called us by our name and drew us to you so that we could come and know who you are. Nobody comes through the Father but through the Son. And nobody comes unless he calls us and he draws us in. The fact that you drew each one of us in, that you loved us so much when we didn't love ourselves, when we didn't find ourselves worthy. Through our pride, through our egos, through our anger, through our disappointments, through our bitterness, through our non-hope. When you came to me, I didn't have hope. But you gave me hope that moment. The things that you've done the most we'll never see until we get up there with you. And you open our eyes and we see it then. Father, if you're calling anybody and they're not listening, I pray right now that their ears open, the blinders be removed, their heart receive and hear and move on you calling them forward. Whether it be in here or anybody joining us, Lord God, we just pray that they hear your call. They hear you and feel you drawing them in. Somebody, you keep questioning and you keep questioning and you keep saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough. I don't do this thing right. I don't do it the way they do it. I don't worship the way they do. I just don't feel like I'm doing this thing right. God, if they would have seen us when we first walked into a church. None of us are good enough. Jesus makes us good enough. There's not a person standing in here on their own accord is good enough. And there's not a person that's standing in here on their own accord cleaned themselves up and worked on themselves to the point that they did it all by themselves. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to love him and seek him. Let him worry about some things that you've been worrying about. It's not about what you're not doing, what you're doing. It's about that you're beating yourself up so much. You're listening to the lies of the enemy just over and over again, it's beating you. Like I just see this bam, bam, bam. You think you get one step forward and you feel a bam. It's the enemy trying to keep you where you're at. You need to speak out of your mouth. Devil, I am not that. I am who God says I am. I am his child, and I may not be worthy on my own, but I am worthy with him. He makes me worthy, and I'm going to serve him, and I'm going to walk with him, and I don't care what I may feel, because we don't go on what we feel. We know that he is good and that he wants good for us. Amen. So whoever you are, God's saying, just follow me. I loved you enough to call you in. That means you're good enough. And quit calling bad, or quit calling not good enough, or quit calling the names that you're calling yourself that I call my daughter. So it must be a woman. You're my daughter. Now I'll let people talk about my daughter that way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just praise you.
Of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Well, hallelujah. Well, we got some great things lined up for you. You know what they say, the cat's away, the mouse will play. The cat's away, the mouse will play. That's the same, right? Yeah. Okay. We have other cats that are here. Right? When we're gone, there's going to be other cats that are here. So you're going to have to come in, not play, because you're not coming for Pastor Phil or Pastor Regina anyway.
Yeah.
You're coming to hear the word of the Lord for your life.
Hallelujah.
You're coming to worship him with your family.
Hallelujah.
Amen? And so we've got some great speakers lined up. We got Pastor Jared's going to take over Sunday. He's going to be preaching for us Sunday. And then Jason will take Thursday for us. And then Philip will take... Then Pastor Philip will take the next Sunday, and then Logan will take the next Thursday. So we got some amazing stuff coming your way. Get in here and hear what the Lord has for you. It is good to hear the word from people. Amen? These people love you. They care about you, and I know they're seeking the Lord for the word that he has for you for those days. Don't miss it.
Amen.
We might.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, I'll say hi on Facebook to you, because I get on and we do listen when we can.
When we can.
Super spotty there, so but we try to.
Yep.
And hallelujah. We'll miss you.
But yep. We're going to miss you guys, but we are going to enjoy our vacation time. Amen. And it's going to be good.
Amen.
And,
Thank you. I'm glad they don't want us to go. You know, and, the God's grace
we'll
is working on us.
We'll be excited to get back and
God's
see
grace
you
and favor is on us right now, because... Yeah. If it were colder, this would all be snow. This would all be snow, and who knows what that would look like on Saturday. So the fact that it's all wet and it's not getting too cold.
Yeah.
Huh? Except rub it in. Oh, no, I'm not trying to rub it in. Usually when we leave, you guys get a blizzard like the day we're leaving, right?
Yeah.
And you know, usually just pouring down snow. I think it is supposed to snow on Sunday, though.
Oh, my.
I know. No, don't say anything, because if you say something like, oh, shoot, we're going to miss it, you don't know what's going to happen. So we're going to just say, thank you, Lord, that you're not going to snow anybody in. Everybody here is going to be safe. They're going to have a great time. They're going to be filled with the word.
Yes.
And
Amen.
With love with one another, and they're going to just lift you up. We do have the women's Bible study / breakfast the first Saturday of February at 9. It'll be Jeannie's turn. We're going back around. The wheel again of the people who have preached, so we're just rotating it that way. So it's going to be Jeannie. I will do February or March when we come back, and we will do what was planned in January that we couldn't do because I was sick. So we will come in and do all of that communion, and still going to do the foot washing. I still think the Lord wants to do something with us.
Amen.
And I know that you guys had a great time anyway that day with Marie teaching that word that day.
Yep.
So, men, you are still getting together on Saturday.
Yep.
This Saturday at 9 a.m. at Mount Victory, the Plaza.
Yep.
So that'll be good. Then we have Mark Dunphy coming with us February 8th. 9th. That's right. Your birthday's the 8th.
Yes, Dave.
Yes. And we do have giving statements. Philip will have them to pass them out to if you want them. If we don't get them to you by Sunday, they have to go back and be mailed to meet regulations and stuff. So see Philip to get those. And they are Linda, one of those two, will help you coordinate that. So I think that's all for me. That's all of my duties.
Hallelujah.
Until I get back.
Hallelujah.
I'm on vacation now.
Good job, baby. You did a good job.
Oh, no, it's not.
Hallelujah. So I guess it's my duty to let the children go to children's church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them go and have their time together. Praise God. And then in the meantime, we're going to take up the offering. And tonight, we're just going to go with the fact that we love the Lord and we give because we know who He is. We give because we want His blessing on our life. We give because we know that He rebukes the devourer on our behalf. And we give because He opens up the windows of heaven. And we give because we love Him, and it's part of our worship to Him that we give. And so tonight, we're just going to go ahead and give on that premise of our love for God. And we're going to pray right now, and then we're going to bring our offerings forward. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank You for Your goodness, Father God. We thank You that You are the one who protects us and keeps us, God. And Lord, we just, as part of our worship and part of our faith in You, God, we just give tonight, Father God, because we love You and we appreciate all that You've done for us. And we give by faith, and we give, God, with an open heart and a cheerful heart. And God, we just thank You for all Your goodness, that You open up the windows of heaven and You rebuke the devourer and You just keep us, Father, and You meet all of our needs according to Your riches and glory. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just want to be thankful and lift up the Lord tonight. And we just want to talk about His greatness. And we just want to talk about who He is to us and what we're going to do in pursuit of Him. And, you know, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. I want you to know that we are to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Amen? And that when we do that, and when we lean not into our own understanding as men, but we start to press into understanding as God would have us understand, that He will open up the windows of heaven for us. Amen? And I just want to go into the scriptures here in the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, and I want to read a couple of scriptures to us. And it says in verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I want you to know something, that God wants you to have good success. And I want you to know that there are things in this world that people do that are success in the eyes of the world, but not success in the eyes of the kingdom. Amen? In fact, you know, you can have a drug dealer that has success in the fact that he's running a big drug dealing operation in a city and he's making bunches of money, but that's not success, is it? No. That's the kind of stuff that we would never want to be a part of, and it's the kind of stuff that we don't like to see happening in our cities and in our nation. Those are things that we would never want to see going on. But with the Lord, when we study his word and when we let him have first place in our lives, then we can have good success. Amen? And what that means is that God's way is a good way. Amen? And the Lord says that if we will do things his way, it shall make thy way prosperous, and then we'll have good success. So we understand that prosperous is not just the money, but it's having good relationships. Amen? It's having peace in your life. It's having strength around you to know that you are at peace with God. And it's being able to live this life in a way that joy is a part of who you are and goodness is a part of who you are. And it says in verse 9, have not I commanded thee, be thou strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Be strong and of a good courage. You know, if we're going to really live the word of God and we're going to do this thing, then we're going to have to be strong and we're going to have courage. Amen? Because I'll tell you what, the world doesn't follow pursuit in the way that God wants you to follow pursuit. And so you're going to have to be strong enough and courageous enough to make a stance and stand on your own to make sure that you follow after God. Amen? And you're going to have to do things his way, and you're going to have to be willing to not go the way of men. Amen? And you're going to have to be willing to let God have your heart and let God be the one who teaches you all things and moves within you and moves on your time and make sure that we have ourselves open up to what God wants to do. Amen? And so we're going to look here in the book of Proverbs, or not the book of Proverbs, in the book of Psalms. We're going to look at a very popular scripture here. The 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I want you to know something, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I want you to know something, that God does take care of all of our needs, amen? But he cares about your wants as well. God cares about what you want in life, and God wants you to have a good life, amen? He wants you to be able to have peace and joy. He wants you to be able to experience things in life that are a blessing to you, and he does not want you to just be on your own and without things going on and happening for you. He wants to be on your side and helping you and doing different things. It says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God wants to lead you every day down the path that you are living and how you are doing your life. And if you let God be a part of your life, then you are always going to be successful. Amen? You're always going to be successful. You might not have everything that the world wants you to have or everything around you that looks like it's successful, but the Lord will make you successful. Amen? And the Lord will keep you and protect you and keep you in all of his doing. And the Bible says this, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, I want you to know something, that through the good times and the bad times, you can walk without fear. You can walk without fear because God is with you. Amen? And I want you to know something, that even though things might bring you some anxiety and might bring you some worry and stress, there's a point where you need to pray and get the peace of God so that you can walk through whatever's going on, because he's going to lead you and guide you, and he's not going to leave you. Amen? And he's going to be with you in whatever's going on in your life, so he can handle it and he will help you with it, and he will make sure that you get through it. Amen? Because that is just what he does as God. Amen? He's a good and a loving God. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Wow, you know, this is one of my favorite scriptures, because y'all know how much I like to eat. Amen? And I like the idea that even in the presence of my enemies, the Lord will prepare me a table. Amen? And thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The Lord will always be with you no matter what's going on in life, and no matter what's happening around you, God is with you. Amen? And so when you're going through difficulties, the Lord is there, and he will bless you and he will keep you. You just got to make sure that you don't ever forget to lean into God. Amen? You got to make sure that you never forget that when things are tough, it's not a time for you to run. It's not a time for you to forget. It's not a time for you to back up or back away. It's a time for you to press in. Amen? It's time for you to press into God and make sure that you are working with him in this thing called life. Amen? Because life can handle you in many different ways, but if you let God handle life, then life will work out for you. Amen? Because God is the one who wants to be in control, and God is the one who needs to be in control. Amen? You know, the Bible says to us that he's a good God. Amen? And he is a good God. Amen? The Bible says to us that he will never leave us or forsake us. Amen? And that means that God will always be with us no matter what's going on, and that he will be beside us. Amen? I love it because the Bible says, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen? And that means that God is with us at every hour and every moment and every waking time. And even when we're sleeping and slumbering, God's eye is on us. Amen? And so that means that we never have to live this life without his help and without him by our side. Amen? And so we can always reach out towards God, and we can look and see good things that God has done, and we're going to do that here. I'm going to look at I'm going to look in the Old Testament for just a minute, and I'm just going to explain to you a little situation that happened, and I'm just going to read what happened when the Philistines were coming after David and the people. And it says in verse 22 of 2 Samuel chapter 5, and the Philistines came yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when you hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shalt the Lord go out before thee and smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until you come to Gezer. And so here we see in this Old Testament story that the Philistines were fighting against Israel. Amen. And David inquired of the Lord. And when he inquired of the Lord gave him some specific instruction, and gave him instruction so that he could pursue them in the right way. Amen? And so I want you to know something, that if God was willing to do that in the Old Testament, then let me tell you right now that when you inquire of the Lord, he will meet your needs. Amen? When you inquire of the Lord, he will direct your path and direct your steps. Amen? And when you inquire of the Lord, he will give you direction to make you successful and to make you prosperous in the way that you're doing things. Amen? And let me tell you something. God will guide you and help you. And I want you to know something, that even when we make a mistake, or even when we don't know exactly what to do, all we have to do is use our faith, and God will be with us. Amen? Because God loves you, and God is going to make sure that he's working on your behalf. Amen? And he's going to make sure that he's moving with you in that whatever situation that you got going on, because he loves you, and he wants to be a part of what's happening, and he wants to be a part of making things better for you. Amen? And I want you to know that God is good. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to look at something here in Matthew chapter 9. And we're going to look in verse 27. Hallelujah. And Jesus is dealing with a couple blind men. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind men came into the house, and Jesus saith unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" I want you to see something right here, that it's important that we know how much our faith and our belief is involved in situations and how important it is for us to believe. Amen? Because they said unto him, "Lord, yea, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that thou know that no man knoweth it." But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all the country. But what I want you to see here is that these blind men came to Jesus, and Jesus said to them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this." And tonight, what I want to talk to you about for just a few minutes is, when you come to the Lord, do you believe he's able to do it? Because I want you to know something. Putting your faith in God is important, amen? And he needs to know that you believe in him, amen? And I want you to know something, that your faith and your belief is enough to do the impossible, amen? Here, these men were blind. And we don't know how long they were blind, but they were both blind. But when they went to the Lord and gave him their problem and said that they believe, "Yea, Lord, we believe," then guess what? It turned around. Amen? And so tonight I want you to know something, that whatever situation you got going on, you have to take that thing to the Lord. Amen? And no matter what happens, the Lord is going to help you even in your unbelief. Amen? Because that's what the Bible says in another scripture. A man came to the Lord and said, "Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief." And I want you to know something, that God's willing to work with you right where you're at. Amen? And I want you to know something, that a mustard seed of faith is enough for God to work in. Amen? A mustard seed of faith is enough for him to do something on your behalf. Amen? And I want you to know something, that God is willing to move mountains on your behalf. Amen? He's willing to do to the fig tree what Jesus did to the fig tree. Amen? And he's willing to do whatever it takes to give you and put you in the place of blessing. Amen? I want you to know something, that the Bible says in John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." I want you to know something, that God wants you to have life. And he wants you to have it more abundantly, amen? And that means that he wants you to have a good life, amen? He wants you to be prosperous in many different ways, and he wants you to be blessed, amen? And he wants you to feel good about who you are and about who he is and what he's doing on your behalf, amen? So I want you to encourage you tonight to never give up, amen? Never give up what you're believing God for, amen? Because God is faithful, amen? And he's going to help you, and he's going to be with you. And I want you to know that God is never going to just leave you stranded where you're at by yourself. Amen? He's going to come, and he's going to work on your behalf, and he's going to help you. Amen? Because the Bible says what in due season? We shall reap if we faint not. In due season, we shall reap from the Lord. Amen? And he has a plan for us. He has a purpose for us. And we have to be patient, and we have to work with God, and we just have to let him know that he's moving on our behalf, amen? And he will move on our behalf, amen? Because he's a good and a loving and a caring God, and he wants to touch you and touch each one of us, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want you to know that if we meditate and we concentrate on the word of God and let it get into our heart, then we can have good success, amen? Because that's what God promises us, that we can have good success, and he will give it to us. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, we have some people that are sick tonight, so we're just going to pray for them. And the first one is Candace. Hallelujah. Father God, We just put her before you, God, and we pray for Candy, Father God, concerning this sore throat, concerning this cough, and concerning this earache, Father God. Lord, we just loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into her, Father God, and to just heal her, God, and to set her free. And Lord, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, right now we pray for Stacy, Father God, and with these allergies and with breathing, Father God, we just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into her, Father God. And we pray for healing and we pray for strengthening in her right now, Father God. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we put Carrie before you right now, Father. And Lord, we speak to this sickness that has him down, Father God. And Lord, we just ask you to just heal him, Father, and to set him free, Father God. We loose him in the name of Jesus, and we release the working of miracles and healing to flow into his body, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Pat right now, Father, and we thank you for this successful surgery, Father God. And Lord, we just ask you, God, to speed up the healing process, Father. Lord, let everything come together the way it can, Father God. And Lord, let it be the best outcome, Father God. And let the healing come through in the best possible way, Father God, even ahead of time, Father God, with no difficulties and with nothing going wrong, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Is that everybody? Hallelujah. Well, I just want you to know something, that I really believe that God is just doing some great things on our behalf. Amen. And I really believe that God is just going to be working for us and helping us. And God is bringing healing and he's bringing things to us that we need. And I just want you to know that God is strengthening us even right now. And God is with you just to do what needs to be done. Amen. And so if there's anybody in here tonight that wants me to pray with them, I want you to just come up here and we'll pray together. But I want you to know that God is meeting your needs. Amen. And he's meeting what you're requesting of him. And he's meeting what you're putting before him. And I want you to know that if you just let God move on your behalf, you're going to see a big difference. Amen. Because that is what he does and that is who he is. And that is what he wants to do. Amen. And so I just want you to know that God is good and he loves us. Amen. And that he's just with us and that we're looking forward to all that he does. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve such a good and a loving God and a great God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you guys for being here. And again, we're going on vacation, but we'll be back soon. And we look forward to seeing you. And you're going to have great services while we're gone. So just let the Lord bless you and keep you. And we'll see you soon. Amen. Hallelujah.